The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple area. He looked around at everything, and since it was already late, went out to Bethany with the 12. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing from a distance a fig tree in leaf, he went over to see if he could find anything on it. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves. It was not the time for figs. And he said to it in reply, "May no one ever eat of your fruit again." And his disciples heard it. They came to Jerusalem, and on entering the temple area, he began to drive out those selling and buying there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. He did not permit anyone to carry anything through the temple area. Then he taught them, saying, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples?' But you have made it a den of thieves." The chief priests and the scribes came to hear of it and were seeking a way to put him to death, yet they feared him, because the whole crowd was astonished at his teaching. When evening came, they went out of the city. Early in the morning, as they were walking along, they saw the fig tree withered to its roots. Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." Jesus said to them in reply, "Have faith in God. Amen, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up,' and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it shall be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, all that you ask for in a prayer, believe that you will receive it, and it shall be yours. When you stand to pray, forgive anyone against whom you have a grievance, so that your heavenly Father may in turn forgive you your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's a very compact gospel, from the story of the fig tree to cleansing of the temple to having faith in prayer to forgiving others when we pray. But the common theme to all of them is that Jesus is calling us to renewal, calling us to true worship. Mark tells us Jesus was hungry. Jesus is not hungry for figs. Jesus is hungry for our hearts, for our souls. He's hungry for true worshipers, not those who go through the motions, just like a tree with, you know, beautiful leaves, but if the tree doesn't bear fruit, that's not the purpose of the tree. Its purpose is to bear fruit. The temple, people were coming and going, doing whatever they're supposed to do to offer their sacrifices, but they were not offering their hearts to God. They're going through the motions on the outside. It looks excellent, nice, beautiful. But their hearts does not have faith. And that's why Jesus says, true prayer is that you have faith in what you're praying for. Have faith and act on that faith. Don't still act as if, you know, you don't trust God will answer your prayer in his own will, according to his own will, in his own time. But trust in God. Whatever you're praying for, God will answer it, what's best for you and for everyone else involved. But again, if you're asking God to forgive you, shouldn't you be forgiving anyone else, those who have offended you? That's the true prayer that Jesus calls us to, the true form of discipleship. Not like we heard earlier on this week, you know, you use God to barter with them to do good if God gives you what you want. That's not prayer. Prayer is not lip service. Prayer is not changing God's mind or telling God what to do. Prayer is about listening to God and surrendering ourselves to his will so we can bear fruit, because without the fruit, everything else doesn't mean anything.